Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and it is Stony Stone. I am back. Yes, for right now, at a different time, I am back on Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to welcome you all to my morning topic today, which is parenting with mental illness. As you know, that in the news this week, here in Atlanta, we have experienced yet another mother at the brink of whatever her mental state was, into the mental darkness, and decide to take her children's life. I am a mother of four, and I cannot ever possibly imagine becoming that angry at my children to drive to the point of killing them. Now, as I was doing my research, the word filicide derives from the Latin words filius, meaning son, or filia, meaning daughter. And the suffix side meaning to kill, murder, or cause death. So deriving from that, filicide may refer both to the parent who killed his or her child, as well as the criminal act that the parent committed. Now, as I was saying, that which was unfathomable this week, a parent killing her own child. Now, this grabs headlines. It's all over the world. And this is a really, really touchy subject for me. The reality is, filicide happens when the depressing regularly in the U.S. And mothers are almost as likely to be the killers as well as fathers. And, of course, we're always shocked whenever we hear about a parent taking the life of their own children. Because, as we know, we as mothers, we are here to protect. We are here to love and protect and nurture our children. So what in the world could have brought this mother, this young mother, to kill her children? Let's think back to Andrea Yates or Susan Smith. And I'm sure everyone is very familiar with those names. But what's even more shocking and sad is that this type of crime, it happens a lot. And a study in the Journal of Forensic Science International looked at the 3 decades and worth of filicide cases between 1976 and 2007, and found that they occurred about 500 times a year in the U.S. That is quite alarming. So this is something that people aren't really talking about. Yes, it is happening, but people are not putting this forefront. Almost 72% of those cases by those that are killed are by their own parents were between the ages of 6 or younger. And 1/3 of the victims were just babies under 1 year of age. But more than 13% of the victims were adults, specifically people in ages running from 18 to 40 years of age. So the threat of filicide doesn't go away when people get old enough to move out on their own. More than 40% of the killers in these crimes were mothers. Now, that's quite alarming. With fathers making up 57% of those killed of their own offspring. There's a journal written by Cheryl Meyer, co-author of several books on the subject. And her opinion of this is that a mother killed a child somewhere in the U.S. once every 3 days. Wow, that is quite alarming. And only 10% of the victims were killed by their step-parents. And you would think it would be vice versa. So the person that is closest to you, the very thing that is closest to you, could be the one thing that could turn on you and hurt you. So that means 90% of the victims were the biological sons or daughters of the killer. And sons, 52% were more likely to be killed than daughters, which was at 38%. Now, that is quite an alarming statistic here. These numbers here are, that's quite alarming, because in most cases, and when you see in the home, you would see vice versa, where the mother is very protective of the son, and the son is more of the baby boy, he's a mama's boy. But the alarming fact here is the mother is more likely to turn on the son as opposed to the daughter. It also states here that parents use what the study called personal weapons to beat, choke, or down victims in the majority of those cases, well, which are the underage cases. If the victims were adults or parents, they used guns in 72% of such killings. So, depending on the age, would depend on the weapon. And I guess that would be on how the person would be able to defend themselves. Just like with Marvin Gaye and his father, when that altercation took place in the home, even though Marvin Gaye was an older male, when his father decided to kill him, he used a gun. So that does seem to have some type of legit weight there. Now, I was also reading that Dr. Timothy Morano, the study's lead, he's a leading author, and he's offered up three theories. The parents are often mentally ill. They usually have higher levels of testosterone, and the offspring that they kill may be considered unwanted. Now, I could never imagine having anyone come out of me that I didn't want or love, because to give birth is a very beautiful and loving experience, and it's a very bonding experience. And the reason why I speak of this is because I have a daughter who is, I would say she's mentally ill, but what she has done, she has left her children to be cared for by myself and my other daughter, which I think is a great thing, because she knew that she was not mentally capable of taking care of the child. So in that case, when a parent knows and they know that they're not stable, when does it come into their head to say, hey, I need to do the right thing here? And there are laws across states where there are laws that protect the parent if they want to leave the child in a protective place or give the child away or up for adoption. There are other alternatives where you come to a rational decision and say, hey, this is overwhelming. The crying is too much. Or this, I need to talk to someone. I need to call my best friend. Or I need to call my mom or my neighbor. Or go to the neighbor's house and leave the child if you believe that the neighbor is stable, more so than you. It has to be someone that the mentally ill know that is more stable and more capable than them to be able to take care of their offspring. Sometimes, you know, I was reading, they were saying that parents will kill the child because it will be in the best interest of the child. If the child suffers from a terminal illness or if the parent feels that it's unfair to leave the child behind, well, how do you justify taking its life because you helped bring it life, or because you were able to push the baby from you and help create something so beautiful so you feel that you have the power to, and I hear African-American parents say this, and I'm guilty of it, I've said it. I gave you life, I'll take your life. But I say that jokingly, but I don't think I will ever use that terminology again, because I don't think that's a joking manner. Also, parents who are mentally ill kill unwanted children in regards to the hindrance of being able to take care of them. an acute psychosis cases, the parent kills the child based on the idea that they are inconsistent with reality. You know, for example, the parent believes that the child has been possessed by the devil. So a parent will take it in its hands to kill the child. Accidental. And this is just some cases. I had a friend where she was bathing her child many years ago, and the baby drowned in the tub. Well, she ended up doing time in prison for that. And, of course, she had more children, but she had to pay for that negligence of not paying attention to the child. And, of course, it was unintentional, but it still left a void within her heart and within the family. So when you have children, they are a gift. They are a precious gift. So I feel that if you are mentally ill, and this has been established at an early age, I feel that people, women especially, and men, should be made sterile. They should not be able to have that luxury of giving birth, because society is already filled with so many evilness. And so I feel that, and that's my opinion, and I may catch some flack from that, that if you have been diagnosed with a mental illness, you should not be able to have and give birth to a child, because you are suffering with so many demonic things within your own mind. How are you going to decipher right from wrong or be able to love and nurture someone else? So these things need to be established early on. And they need to be nipped in the bud. I feel that the government needs to get a more controlled say-so of the mentally ill in this country. And that's another thing that I'll talk about on my next segment. Mentally ill people with guns. Mentally ill people driving cars. This needs to be addressed by the United States, because this is real. Our mental health in our society is affecting so many things that are going on within our country. And if the government would just get a better handle on the mental health, the United States would be a better place. So that is my segment today. Thank you guys for joining me. And, of course, these are my opinions. It is okay for you to challenge me on them and leave a comment, and I will respond. But thank you for joining, liking, and sharing. And until the next time, thank you for joining me.